Hello. Oh man, I'm already crying at the top of the podcast. That should give you an indication, friends. Yes, I haven't made an episode in I feel like all year. No, the last one I made, I think, what was it, in May? June, maybe? And I recorded it from my car. So crazy just to think about that. And then I released a episode that it was actually for a different podcast. In August, I think. But I have been missing the podcast, and I have been missing you. I've been missing a lot of stuff, and that's why I'm crying. But it's Scorpio season. This podcast will probably be shorter, just because, yeah, I'm really struggling, friends. Yeah, I've been living in New York City, pretty much Times Square, since July, and it's been hard from the beginning, but it's also been so beyond incredible. If you have been following my journey lately, I say this phrase pretty much word for word every time. I've pretty much been saying the same stuff about New York pretty much every time I talk about it. And it's also just two polarities. And the one positive thing is that it's like I never thought I could be here. It's beyond anything I could ever have imagined for myself. Like, I seriously could never imagine any of this ever. Just because I just had such low self-esteem. The odds were stacked against me. I didn't really have the proper training, the proper support that I thought I needed. And it's crazy because I have these opportunities. I just never, like, even just to be here, I would have never come to New York. The only way I would have come if it was for dance. But I never thought I was good enough, so why would I come here? It's just so fucking crazy, dude. So fucking crazy. I mean, I can go into details more, but there's just so much. I have posted quite a bit of private videos on my Patreon. Going into some details. But there's even more, so much content I have not posted, not even to my Instagram. And Instagram is usually where I post the more fluffy, unedited stuff, you know. But even to my Instagram, there's just so much, dude. And then the polar opposite is, could I miss Tom? And I just miss my life. But it's like I think about it all the time. Like, if I go back home, I would have to do so many things differently. I mean, I was already planning the end of the dance season. I was already reevaluating, like, okay, I don't want to go to this studio anymore. I want to prioritize these studios. you know, I want to do different cross training, all these things. I forgot what I was saying. What was I saying? Oh, think about if I go home. It's like my heart is Tom, but my dream is here in New York. But I just, for a long time, I thought, you know, I have to give myself this chance. My dream deserves it. I deserve my dream to give myself that. But, you know, the longer I'm here, the more I'm like, is my dream worth being away from him? Like, okay, like, let's say all my greatest dreams come true, okay? And they're all here in New York, beyond my craziest dreams, right? Which technically, that's now. It's already happened. It's happening. But like, I don't have Tom. And it's not just Tom. It's every daily life in New York City is so fucking hard, dude. So fucking hard. It's complete opposite of California. California is Southern West Coast. New York City is Northern East Coast. Literally opposite. Sorry, I had to spit out my boogers. So like, I mean, I just don't, there's just too much, I just don't want to get into it. And even just this is just, and I'm so tired every single day. I'm dead tired, which in the beginning it was good because, I mean, just in the beginning it was better in a way, the first 2 months I was here, but I think maybe because it's, the season is changing, you know, we're getting into fall, colder weather, you know, the emotional imbalance is grief and depression, which I'm definitely feeling, and that's something that I've dealt with in the past for many years. I would probably say that is the main, issue that I've had in the past, even more than anxiety, because anxiety and fear, that's water element kidneys. But I was born pretty strong, and I was born in a one water year, so I feel like even when I'm depleted, like, I can still push through. It's really fucked up, but like, I can still do it. But, like, depression and grief, like, I just cannot. Like, I just can't. Like, this is, it's like, when you get injured, if you have, like, an old injury, and it just keeps coming back, like, if you're not conscious of it, because your body has already learned to make that type of balance, you feel me? That's how it is with me and depression. It's like, and the first 2 months is like, yes, I would miss Tom, and, you know, it was horrible, but, like, there was good days and there were bad days, you feel me? And now, I just feel like I've just been depressed for weeks, maybe months, and, yeah, and it's not just, like, you know, honestly, back home with Tom, I wanted to connect with him more. I wanted to spend more time with him. I wanted us, you know, to have a closer relationship. And I lived at home with him, and we stayed home all the fucking time. You feel me? But I still wanted more connection. I still wanted more time with him. So imagine being 3,000 miles away, 3-hour time difference. Like, and I'm doing way more shit in New York City. Way more shit than I was back home. So it's like even finding the time to talk. And then the other thing was like, you know, Tom is my closest relationship. And I have friends, you know, but, and I have family, but I'm not so close with them, honestly. And, and I thought about this too. I have thought about this many times, even throughout the years. Like, you know, if I don't have Tom, who do I have? And I really feel like I don't have anyone. And that's part of why, like, I love social media and I want to connect with more people. Because, like, I have so much love in my heart and that I want to give. But, like, also, I enjoy receiving love as well. I feel like a lot of people feel that way. At least a little bit to some degree, but. So that was always something that I always thought about, like, man, if I don't have Tom, who do I have? And it's fucked up. Like, the only other time that I felt like I had a very close relationship like that is when I had my dog, Minnie. And that's also why I've been wanting a dog for so many years. And I hope to get a dog soon. But, man, I need a tissue. You guys are gonna hear me blow my nose. I'm sorry, but some people like ASMR, you feel me? Okay, I tried to do it away from the phone, but anyway, yeah, so, like, you know, I'm making a lot of friends out here, a lot of cool people, and, you know, I'm into so many different communities out here, so many different dance communities, that, like, honestly, it just doesn't exist like this in LA. Just not at all whatsoever, dude. It's so fucking crazy. So fucking crazy, the difference. And that's why, like, the first day I was here, yeah, the first dance class I took, it was like, I imagine that's how people feel when they drop acid, or, like, if they take a drug for the first time, and just, like, they're seeing all this different shit, feeling different, like, instant, like, so drastic. That's how it felt taking dance class in New York City. And I just knew, I was like, I can't go back to LA. I can't. Like, the difference, I can't. Like, I just can't. And so that's when I started to, you know, get moving to have an apartment and to get a job and to figure out, you know, how am I going to stay here? But yeah, I just don't have that heart connection here. It's like, cool, I've been here 4 months, you know? That's kind of not a long time to build a heart connection, you feel me? At least one. So it's like I'm trained. So it's like I feel like I have to choose one, you know? West Coast, my love, and East Coast, my dream. And it's just so hard, man. And I have some for sure plans to be here until January. And then I thought, okay, at that time, I'll visit home also, because, you know, for the holidays, but it'll be after the holidays, so it'll be cheaper, and it'll be easier to get home. And I thought, I'll visit home for sure. But then I thought, like, I'm thinking, like, maybe I'll just stay home. And I was thinking, like, maybe I'll get out of my lease, because I have my lease until June, but because that's how much time I thought would be appropriate to give myself a fair shot out here to see what could happen. But, you know, there's something happening. Well, it's kind of ambiguous, but I have a good feeling about it, but I won't know until June. And then I also just applied to something that if I get in, it'll be August. So then I'm thinking, like, okay, if my lease is up in June, I can go home for maybe a month. And if I get into this program, dude, it just sucks thinking about being away from Tom that long. It's like, I wish I could bring New York to LA. I feel like people understand my dream better here. I don't know, it's weird. But I feel like people understand me just like, I guess my heart, that's what it is. My heart's on the West Coast. My dream is on the East Coast. It's like, maybe if I just move to the middle of the nowhere, like in Nebraska or something. Maybe it'll be like a perfect balance. I don't know. Probably not. Probably that'll be the furthest from both of them. I don't know. Yeah, I mean, like I said, there's a lot more stuff going on. I can get into more detail, but for now, I'm sharing more on my Instagram, but it's like not even that much, honestly. And I kind of wanted to make some more content about macrobiotics and stuff, because, you know, my lifestyle has definitely changed out here. Everything changed, dude. What I'm eating, my activity, just everything's so different here. I thought that would be cool content to share for people to learn. But, I'm really struggling. I'm really struggling. And, I don't know. I don't know. I just, my spirituality has definitely been evolving. So that's another positive thing. And I'm making a lot more money, but at the same time, the cost of living is a lot more. So it's like so crazy. If I was making this much money back in LA, oh my God. It's like three times as much money that I'm making. But, you know, what I have to pay for is like four or five times as much money. So it's like, dude. I don't know. I guess I'm really doing the best I can. Trusting God. Trusting Yeah, trusting God, doing the best I can and trusting God. Like, what else can I do, you know? And just seeing where that takes me. And it's like, you have to, you know, I have to let time go by. Because, like, I don't know. All these things are, like, it's all, like, possibilities in the air. It's like, I know one thing for sure, that I love Tom. He loves me. And I have a good life back home. It's just not easy to leave everything here. Because it's like, if I go back home, it's like, I don't have, this just doesn't exist back home. Just like, what is offered, what is available, the quality, the standard, the community, the understanding. Like, I'm an outsider at home. Pretty much in every dance space, I'm an outsider. People just don't get me. They don't get me at all when it comes to dance. And it's like, here, I mean, I'm still the same person. I still, it's the same situation, except that because there's so much variety and there's so many different people coming from different places, wanting a different vision within the dance world, doing all this different shit, it's like, oh, that's just another new thing. It's like, yeah, okay, you might be weird, okay, yeah, you might be different, but, like, we're all fucking different, we're all doing something fucking weird, no one else gets us, that's why we're here, and we support each other, we see each other, and, you know, want to help each other. Back home is just so critical, so judgmental, so cliquish, which, not saying there's none of that here, oh, of course, but there's just more space for artistic expression and more understanding that it can be different. And it's, yeah. So it's like, do I want to go back home to people that don't understand me? And it's like, how am I going to get better? How am I going to build a community? How am I going to make connections and do things without support, with people that don't get me, that don't want to get me, that just judge me real fucking quick, and that's it? And also here, it's like, all the dance studios are so close together. And it's not just like, oh, this is a great dance studio, that's a great, it's like, every fucking dance studio is the best. Every dance studio is the best. And if you want to go to this one, 5 minutes away, there's that one. And take a train, 10 minutes, you're at the other one. And walk 20 blocks this way, you're at another one. It's like, yeah, all, and it's not just ballet, it's all fucking styles, dude. And it's like, no one looks at you weird. If you say, yeah, I'm a professional dancer, no one's like, eh, what? No, they're just like, cool. Yeah, me too. Like, it's not a big fucking thing. At home, it's like, ugh, you don't look like one. You're too fucking fat. Like, again, not saying that there's none of that here. Oh, trust. I've experienced some bullshit. But I've also experienced some totally opposite that I never thought I would hear from a dance teacher, that I would never thought I'd hear from artistic director. Auditions I thought I would never, ever fucking get. I got them. Like, what? Jobs I would never thought I could get, and I got them. People that I thought I could never, ever work with, and I'm working with them. Like, it's so crazy. So it's like you see, like, the choice, the thing that I'm caught between. And I'm thinking, like, you know, I'm applying for jobs in LA too, you know. I use different websites and casting apps and stuff. And I also apply for jobs back home. Because it's like, fuck it. Let's see what happens. Like, maybe I could be bi-coastal, you know. But so far, just like back at home, like, who the fuck wants to hire me in LA? Literally no one. Let me not manifest that. But, like, I'm saying that's just how it's been, and that's just... In New York, within 3 weeks, I had a job. You know? So crazy. So crazy. And, for anyone who's into astrocartography... I'm on my sun and my Chiron in New York City. It's my sun and my Chiron. So that explains a lot as well. You feel me? Like, how it's so amazing, but also so fucking painful. In LA, there's no lines out there. No lines. So it kind of makes sense. But anyway, yeah, I just wanted to update you guys, and, yeah, like I kept saying, there's so much more that I could say, but I just feel like it's too much right now. I can't, I'm just too tired, and I'm already crying up a storm here, and I'm barely, like, I'm just giving you the main things, you know, and, yeah, I just wanted to share my journey because, you know, a lot of people have been reaching out to me. Mostly just, like, supporting me about this. You know? And I really appreciate that. But, like, I want to be real and honest about it. You know, the bigger the front, the bigger the back. It's like, there's a cost. It's really hard. And I just think to myself, is it worth the cost, you know? And it's like the same thing if I were to go back home. You know? Like, being in that, the same place, similar energy. Just thinking about the cost, and it's like, man, knowing what's happening here in New York, what I was able to make for myself here, definitely can't be recreated. But neither can my boyfriend, you know? He can't be replaced, he can't be recreated. Even though he's like, you know, he's nothing but supportive of me. And he says, oh yeah, boyfriends come and go. It's like, not him, man. So anyway, thanks for listening, and yeah, sorry if this was like a bummer, if this bummed you out, but I just wanted to be real for my own benefit, because I'm really struggling, and not saying that it's anyone else's responsibility to do anything, but, you know, to help me or anything like that, but I just feel like
I'm just really struggling, and I don't believe in therapy for me, so I'm not gonna talk to a therapist, but I know that talking about this, especially, you know, you're depressed, look imbalanced, like, it needs to be released. But also, like, who knows, you know, how this can help someone if they're going through a similar thing, or they're thinking about doing something like this, or like, just using my experience as a learning tool for you in your life, or gaining some understanding for someone else in your life that you know. I just feel like speaking and also just for my health, man, like, keeping all this pain inside of me, like, that's not healthy, you know? And who knows what I could be feeding, you know? And I don't want to do that, you know? I'm a health, you know, influencer, health counselor. Like, why am I going to not do what I know is right? What I would tell anybody else to do is to talk about it. So I feel like it's only fair. I think it's only fair to me, and it's only fair to you that I talk about this, even though it may not be the most pleasant thing. But also, it's like, yeah, making more heart connection, you feel me? And that's what I want. That's like what I was talking about, is like why I love social media so much, because I want to connect. So, yeah, anyway, thanks for listening. I hope you guys have a great day, and please, if you're struggling with something, some heavy feelings, heavy thoughts that you've been holding inside because you're too scared to talk about it, or too tired, or you feel like you don't have anyone to talk about it with, I really, really encourage you to say something about it to someone, even if it's shouting into the void of social media. And I know a lot of people don't like that, but like, fuck them. They can follow fake shit if they want to. Sharing your true feelings and being vulnerable is a beautiful thing. You're opening your heart to connect, and you're also helping yourself, letting your feelings out, letting your thoughts out. That's a healthy thing to do for your mental health and for your physical health. And also just know that it is fall time. This is a time of depression and grief. So, you know, that's part of it too. So let's just hold on a little bit. And honestly, I will really encourage you to step into your spirituality more. Really, really. Really. Because honestly, that's the only constant that has kept me alive. So I really feel like that is a good coping skill to get into as well. Anyway, peace.